There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, Chase Down fans, it's Carter here. Me and Justin will be back soon. But in the meantime, for the NBA playoffs, the Blue Wire Podcast Network's doing a special roundtable podcast pulling from all the pods in the network called Blue Wire Buckets. It's going to be up 3 times a week. Here's a segment from the most recent episode.
Before the series, I had Bucks in 7, but when the Bucks won that game 2 by 20 points or whatever, like I was thought, okay, maybe this will be like 5 or 6 game series. I figured the Raptors would put up a fight, but Kawhi, they barely pulled out the game 3 in double overtime. Kawhi with a leg injury, I honestly thought the Bucks were going to win tonight, and the Raptors was one of their best team efforts of the season. Their bench has been much maligned in these playoffs after their bench was so good last year. So maligned this bench in these playoffs, but today, absolutely incredible. We got Norman Powell at 18 points off the bench, was a plus 29. Serge Ibaka, 17 and 13, plus 24. Fred VanVleet, who has been awful in these playoffs, 13 points, 5-6 shooting, plus 25. Just completely dominated the Bucks bench, who had, like, Malcolm Brogdon, complete dud of a game. George Hill didn't really do much after both those guys have been playing pretty well, and they just basically, the Bucks got Giannis played all right, and Middleton had a really nice game, and they were just a complete disaster elsewhere. The Raptors just kind of just took it to them, the energy level, the physicality. Kyle Lowry had another fantastic game. He's had a really nice playoff. So and we got a series again, and now I'm still kind of feeling good about my Bucks in 7 now. Again, I think going back home, I think the Bucks will be ready. They'll play a better game, but I think the Bucks also just – I don't know. They obviously won the game 2 in a blowout, but they haven't been quite as good as I expected them in this series. The Raptors are really good, obviously. Kudos to them for the bounce back showing today. Arguably, maybe their best performance of the year when they really needed it.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it just felt like we were all, the NBA Twitter commentariat just kind of was collectively underrating how good this Toronto team was going into the series. And I saw a lot of Bucks in 5, and, you know, that always just felt like a stretch to me. I feel like this Raptors team, especially in the half court, just has so many looks defensively they can throw at you with so much intelligence and versatility. And I really do think they're gumming up Milwaukee's offense in the half court, because it's not like Milwaukee has that many play starters. They have quite a few guys who can shoot and score off of creation, but if they don't have a big enough advantage, I think they've had a hard time scoring outside of Chris Middleton, who looked amazing today. Jovan, what do you think it is about this series right now? Like, where do you land?
Well, I think the thing that has been the most revelatory over the past couple of games has been the recency bias of the narrative that the Raptors aren't that deep, right? And I think you almost saw something similar in the Golden State series, where I think both teams are deeper than we've probably, you know, given them credit for. I think the Raptors' depth has been a strength of theirs for the past few years. They've been a team that's gone 10, 11 deep. And, you know, some of these guys off the bench, have been inconsistent, like VanVleet, Powell, Ibaka has kind of been up and down. But you've seen when they're playing well, like this Raptors team, I think is just as good as the Bucks team. Like there was a reason why there was only a 3-game difference between them. And I'm with you on the Bucks in 7. But I think where this was after the first couple of games, where it looked like there was no chance Toronto was going to win, it did look like I was maybe going to be a 5-game series. I'm kind of at the point now where I still expect the Bucks to win. I think they probably come out, win game 5 easily. But I think the door's cracked open now where you can't rule out Toronto winning this. And, we've seen sometimes in conference finals, you know, I could think back on those like Spurs Thunder series a couple times where, you know, one team won the first couple of games in dominant fashion, looked like they were going to win. And then the other team won the next couple and kind of got back the momentum and ended up winning in like 6. So I don't think you can rule that out yet. But I think the thing that I've noticed the most over these past couple of games has just been the Raptors' depth kind of returning. And when those guys are rolling, I think they're just as good as anyone in the league.
I also feel like for this Raptors team, first off, I think I've been very encouraged by, even in their losses, their ability to, and in fairness, I'll say in full disclosure, I was not able to watch game two, but even in game one, I've been impressed with the kind of looks they're able to generate. I think they had an issue early on just converting, and we're seeing these guys kind of step up and take these shots when they're available, because that's the thing with this Bucks defense is, they'll give you shots. You have to take them, though. You can't let perfect be the enemy of good, because they're scrambling and they cover ground really, really well. Like, I mean, I think we've seen Marc Gasol plenty of times pass up a pretty good shot to someone who was kind of open, but that window closed really quick. And, you know, everyone just getting a little more aggressive. But I do think when you're looking at this Raptors offense, the assist totals for Gasol, Lowry, and then guys like Siakam are kind of the bellwether for how well they're running. Like, and Gasol had 7 assists, Lowry had 6 assists, Siakam had 6 assists. And like, that's the kind of like across the board playmaking that really makes this team look really dangerous and show that they're humming.